Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Tuesday to you. Appreciate you rock with us. We'll be giving away, is it a pair or is it a four-pack?
Four-pack, baby.
Four-pack of tickets.
And the game is next week, not this week.
That's right.
Houston, right. On a bye.
Yeah, that's right. Bye week, and then they'll be back in action versus TCU next week at TD ECU Stadium. We're giving away four packs of tickets all week long in the 12 o'clock hour of this program.
And we have CF Boat today.
We do have college football on a Tuesday, So we'll talk some college football as well. Figgy was showing me in the break a little graphic, man. Shout out to CJ Gardner-Johnson getting himself a graphic. Finally finding himself a place to land with the Bears. What's on the graphics, Fig?
Let me find it real quick.
He's graphic worthy? Like, yeah, this is from the team?
This is from the Chicago Bears account.
Dang.
Official account.
Well, the team accounts will put anything on a graphic, though, to be fair.
But
Texas,
man,
didn't put CJ Gardner-Johnson on the graphic.
Well,
they did. I don't know.
But he just got there, though.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been there, a couple games, I think?
Yeah.
Like, three games?
Yeah.
But, yeah, they put up a grand line. I'm trying to find it.
It was like 15
tackles. There you go. 15 total tackles since joining the Bears. 15 total tackles, 3 sacks, 1 forced fumble.
Yeah.
Look at that. Well, he's playing the right spot.
He's playing the position that he wanted. Mm-hmm. It seemed like, I mean, all indications are he wanted to play that Jalen Petrie role that was there, which if he could have been patient, he would have probably slid over to that role, or had a possibility of sliding over to that role in this circumstance where the Texans are. But I mean, that makes sense for him there. But now you look at this defense trying to figure out what they're going to do and how they manage everything with the injuries that they've had. Now having MJ Stewart lost for the season with that quad injury that he sustained on Sunday, and then also, you know, having to do a little bit of musical chairs with Jalen Petrie still on concussion protocol.
Mm-hmm.
And even with that, and the ways in which this defense was able to lock down on the Jaguars when it was needed and only allow 3 and outs in the fourth quarter and so on and so forth, I think John Lopez was the biggest turning point that the Texans made actually on the defense in this game.
I think you can make the argument.
All right, go ahead. You got it, big dog.
I think you can make the argument. How many times were we somewhat agitated, somewhat confused, when D'Amico constantly said, one score game, one possession game? You mentioned it earlier, and I said, we're going to revisit it. And I want to revisit it right now.
I say a lot of things.
But you do.
I just be talking, man.
you do, which is, you're in the right business. But you were talking about, you know, how did you put it? It was on their watch. You know, that the game, the defense on their watch couldn't close it out.
Yeah, you got,
yeah.
I mean, the Tampa game obviously comes strongly to mind, and then you also have the Broncos game where have a similar thing happen again, and it felt like you got to 3rd and 17, and that happened once again, right? Like,
I mean, Rams,
yeah. You also had that moment. I was trying to remember specifically how the Rams game ended, but yeah, there were moments in all of those games where you were like, hey, this is what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Your defense, the best part of this team, what feels like it's superpower, I've heard it described as. They're on the floor or on the field, and then you ultimately end up in a circumstance where, unfortunately, it feels like they can't close it out.
But you know what they did Sunday?
Close it out.
Not only they closed it out, they closed it out.
They added a flourish on it. Here's the cherry on top. How about Sheldon Rankins give you 6 more points? How about that?
They finally put a pelt on the wall. I use that term a lot because it's so important in sports to me. You know, you don't know that's what you are until you do it. And it's not about momentum, which I know is sort of an irritating thing for you, but it's about, like, pelts on the wall. We have done it. We can revisit that. We know we can get it done. they put the pelt on the wall. And Azeez Al-Shaair, after the game, was the one that really had me thinking about this. I said, you know what? I think you could easily argue that this defense, as great as it's been, got better.
Man, it feels great because, you know, when we were in the meeting to start the week, you know, Meek challenged the defense, and that's what he said. He's like, you know, we say we're number one defense in yards, points, all this stuff, but, like, there's been multiple games where we've had the last chance. Like, we've had the last play, and the other team scored points to win the game, whether it was Denver, whether it was Tampa Bay early in the year. And it's like, you know, if we're the best, then close it out. So, I mean, as soon as, you know, offense scored, I didn't care if they got the two-point conversion or not. I knew we were going to be up by 1 point or 3 points, and either way it went, like, we all looked at each other on defense like, this is exactly what we wanted. This is exactly what we asked for. So let's go show them.
It was a turning point. I mean, they got it done. I get, you know, there's some questions to be asked, and I'm going to ask you a few right here. You know, of course it was Trevor Lawrence playing a really bad game. Of course it was the Jaguars.
That you know me well, because that's immediately what I was going to come to. I'm going to see if I can poke some holes in your assertion here. A text that comes in, which is absolutely fair from the 832. The Texans defense also messed it up on that final possession as well. When you get the deep pass to Parker Washington, forced out by Tremont Smith, but there's an illegal hands to the face, right, that allows them to bring the ball back.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean.
Nevertheless, they closed it out.
They did.
And they put an exclamation point on
you will
it.
Not, you will not blame yourself for having good fortune in that moment.
Exactly.
Right?
You know, there was a lot of good fortune going the other way, you know, dropping punts and such. So, again, I'm not saying, you know, okay, now they can win every game like this, but now they know that in a one-possession game, they can finish the job. And I get Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars' argument. But they did get it done in a game, not only closed it out, but closed it out for the entirety of the fourth quarter. Like, they knew they could not, there was no wiggle room. There was no wiggle room on the defensive side.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it's tough, man. I believe strongly in this defense. I think that the thing about it is they should not have to be in those moments so frequently as they are. I mean, like, they showed that they could get off the field. There's been a lot of times in this year where they've gotten off the field time and time again, and then they've just been overexposed. I think that might be, as much as I think you're right, like, hey, the defense was actually able to close this out. I think the texters make a good point pointing out that, yeah, you got some good fortune. And then I think also it's worth noting, right? One of the things that you mentioned, Azeez, that he was talking about was, well, actually not Azeez, it was Trent Brown talking about how they felt fresh. And you go and you look at the time of possession, that's because those guys had, you know, those guys on the offensive side were able to actually matriculate their way down the field and hold on to the football and make it so that that defense on the other side was tired and that your defense was so well-rested. I think that that might be the bigger change when it comes to the way that they were able to stand up. The defense was more that they just had an opportunity to, with their offense helping them out enough to be refreshed and ready enough to handle the moment.
But at the same time, this is a team that week in, week out, just about week in, week out, they're going to play a close game.
By design, sadly enough.
Nothing about this team says comfortable win. Like, nothing. From how the offense has been playing, now maybe they'll be a little better. Who knows? We'll find out. But nothing, and especially when you're facing the Bills, the Chiefs, the Colts twice, it stands to reason that it's a close game. I think they feel better, and I know I feel better that now they've done it. You know, they've actually gotten on the field, as you said, you know, earlier. You know, with it was on their watch, they got it done. That's my point. I think it matters a lot in that locker room. I think it matters a lot in the confidence level. And all that, and certainly there are some other questions as well. There's the other one I had for you. Can they sustain this because the injuries are starting to pile up?
That is the question that I think gets really big. The interesting, though, part is that the injuries are piling up on the backside of this. You talk about MJ Stewart, the other injury that clearly makes a big difference is Petrie.
Yeah.
I think you're in a time period in the schedule where you can sustain that. I don't have much fear of what the Titans are going to do just at all. I think that you have the type of team where you're just so much better than them that you should be able to make it happen. Now, beyond that, like I have a hard time thinking that Petrie would still be out, but if he is out beyond that, it narrows what you're able to do. This team absolutely leaned a little bit more into their base defense, which I thought they were going to anyways. Remember, I talked about this.
Yeah, where it's like, they did.
This will work, right? You already are trying to stop the run. Lean into base a little bit more. That'll be fine. On the backside of that, when you're playing the Bills, how does that work for you, right? Like, is that something that actually works in the way that you want?
Bills or Chiefs.
Or Chiefs, right?
Or Colts.
If you are four, I don't know what kind of mega concussion it would be if Petrie is not available through any of those.
No.
But like the way in which his nickel, the way that he plays that position, it allows you to play almost like you still have those three linebackers with a little bit more fluidity and malleability. And him being active for those games makes it really important. Mm-hmm. So when you talk about the injuries, I think that matters. But on the back end, that's where it gets interesting. And again, not just this week, but in weeks prior when you talk about trying to spin this forward.
No.
Ultimately, I think that they should be able to handle this. And I think you mentioned something that we should stick with, which is as much as we're all going to, on the text line and myself, are going to poke holes in what you're saying here, I do think there is something to be said for the psychological aspect of this and the mental, the mental feeling of we did it. We put it on wax. We believe that we are capable of doing this. Not just that they didn't believe before, but we believe it in a different way, in a more tangible way where we can hold evidence up for ourselves and say that we've done it before and so let's do it again.
And I think there are some other factors on the front end that might give them more confidence. Foremost, Danielle Hunter is grooving. Danielle Hunter is finishing. He's had a lot of pressures. He hadn't had all those sacks. And now what is he, like third in the league in sacks after this one game because he got 3.5 or something?
That was the last time I checked. Yeah, that's what it looked like.
So Danielle Hunter is finding his groove. And then there's another couple players, and Figgy was mentioning him in the last segment. Tommy Togiai is a crucial element in the middle of this defense. EJ Speed has been elevating his game. So on the front end, they're getting better, and those are all pointing to things like, hey, you know, we've been a great defense all year. We're now getting plays up front.
Yeah, I think that's fair, and I'll be intrigued to see how that continues to go. The tough part about it is all season long, it feels like it's been a common refrain. I almost feel bad that I keep bringing it up, especially again with this defense, is, yeah, but who are you playing, right?
That's so fair. It's absolutely fair.
So
I think, I know what I saw, and they know what they saw.
Right, and I think that's where I ultimately will very much agree with you is with the psyche of this defense. Like a lot of football is, you know, getting out there and doing it, but there is a level of belief that's necessary in this. And not to say that there was disbelief before, but I think an emboldening of that defense is good. And you get another one, right? There's the idea of like these easy games to build your confidence or easy throws to build your confidence or whatever, what have you. That maybe what you saw with them closing out ends up being then maybe the Titans can be that again. Yeah. Even if even if maybe it could be setting up as a little bit of trap game, you know.
Oh God, no! Is it?
We'll examine that at some point during the week.
Titans trap game.
It feels like one of them booby traps. You know how when you go to like the joke store and like a kid gets like a whoopee cushion, right? And it's like, sit on this, Dad. And it's like, I think it might be that kind of trap, but it might be one of those things where you can't. You just got to make sure you don't look beyond.
Absolutely.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including what I thought was a majestic weekend or night in the NBA. We'll talk about that and more next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.